He did it, you know, very patient. Ponte, you don't often talk about, but when a guy draws three walks, that means he's doing something right, isn't it?
Yeah. Yep. That's his MO. I mean, Shell's just he's a patient guy. You know, earlier on in the year, he was struggling a bit with his bat. He's been working heavy on patience, and offensively and defensively, that's who he is. I mean, he's just a very patient kid. He doesn't get down on himself when he makes errors. Even when I get on him a little bit, he just settles right back in and plays wherever we put him. He plays ball. Good.
Well, and that's what you need from your leadoff man of the order, right?
Yes, exactly. Shell has been, I think he's come across the plate more than the rest of my team combined this year. He's got speed. He's smart on the bases. He listens so well, and he knows the game so well.
Gibby maxed out at 105. He was right there on the edge the whole day, but he made big pitches, didn't he? He gave up hits. He walked a couple. They always had a guy on base, it seemed, but he made big pitches to get out of innings.
He made big pitches, and we had solid defense behind him today. You know, Gibb is kind of the opposite of Isaac. Isaac will go out and he'll dominate on the mound. Gibb is just he pitches, and he puts a lot of trust in his defense. And I mean, he's a very excellent pitcher. And as a junior, you know, we've got a good crop with him coming up next year. And you know, he struggled in his early outings, and the last half of the year, Gibb has settled in so phenomenally and done just a great job for us.
All right, Ponte, big game Monday. Game against Nagani is always big, of course.
Yep.
But it's big for another reason. We talked about it at the pregame, Joe. We're gonna have a little bit of fun, and
we are. Our season, you know, starting to wind down here. This was great to get a sweep, Gladstone. We haven't done that in I think 12 years is what we checked, but. A lot of work has been done to our fields, and we finally get to kick the lights on and play a night game in Marquette for the first time ever.
Well, I'll see you there.
I appreciate it. Thanks, Jack.
All right, give you shout-outs.
My boys, you know, they're it's been an up-and-down year, and, you know, our conference, we've been fighting in all of our conference games. This is huge for them. It's a huge way for my seniors to walk off of Gladstone, you know, knowing they swept them this year, and, you know, the parents and the staff, just excellent people.
All right, congratulations, man.
Thanks, Jack.